Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm excited about Arkie C. and Cuddy being here with us. Dr. Arkie C. and Cuddy is the founder of the Learning Center. It's a consulting firm which offers team building advice to a wide variety of clients. But for the last year or so, he's been talking a lot about something that I think is very important. You've heard me speak of this on the show many times before, not only when he has been with us, many times otherwise. In fact, I was just mentioning it in the previous half hour, and we're going to segue that into our discussion with Arkie. The book that Arkie has written along with Thomas Stedding is called Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. Arkie, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And Arkie, if you could talk to my audience,
yes,
they would tell you that Blasingame mentions your book all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Well, no, it's so interesting, Arkie, that, and maybe it's me, maybe it's just that this is something that I feel so strongly about, but there's rarely a day goes by, certainly at least once a week, that another visitor, another guest on the show is on talking to us, and the concept, the idea, the practice, the principle of trust pops up.
Yes.
And it's in some iteration, some form or another, and I like to remind them that there is a book that they can actually, you know, find that's devoted to trust and the whole concept of not only being trustworthy but installing literally the physical act of installing trust in your organization, and you lay it all out for them. And so, and, you know, I told you a long time ago that your book is went to my top three that I've seen in a long, long time, and it still is.
Well, thank you very much. It is an oversight that that leadership in a small business can actually install trust, and it's something that we overlook. We overlook that possibility.
Well, I think if I don't have it, I can't get it.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's not true, folks.
That is absolutely not true. That is something that you can install in your organization. And step one is to begin a conversation about what trust is. And, of course, it's certainty. It's an emotional feeling, you know, of confidence. But it's also a track record of accountability. Mm-hmm. It has to do with credible promises and with ending every conversation with a credible promise that includes a deliverable and a time frame for that deliverable. Just those two simple ideas right there.
Right, right.
It can change your organization almost cost-free and almost immediately.
Well, absolutely. But remember, folks, if you don't have it, you can get it. You can install it. Now, you got to make some changes. You got to change perhaps the way you behave. You have to change perhaps the way you manage. And Arkie, I don't know if you agree with me or not. I'm going to say that it might not be without pain.
Well, there is pain. There's courage. I think we all have habits. I'll talk a little bit about the habits that happen when you're the boss. We all have habits, and these habits are so ingrained, you know, that we don't always recognize that we have them. Some of them are very good for our business, and some of them are not so good. They're kind of blind spots. When you're a manager or an owner of a small business, you want to do something like have your people help you run the organization, to give you the information, give you the analysis, give you the true data that's happening on a day-to-day basis. It usually causes you to make a few changes in the way you communicate, because people are afraid of authority. I mean, even if you're Mr. Nice Guy, people are afraid of authority because they feel that, you know, you're in charge of their career, and that influences how they talk to you and whether they talk to you. And you have to remember, as a boss, even a look from you, when somebody's talking with you, even a look or an interruption or getting restless changes the communication. The person all of a sudden thinks they're not pleasing you, and they're likely, they're tempted to change what they're telling you to suit the mood they think you're in.
Mm-hmm.
That's not data. That's
mm-hmm.
not intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to be very careful. And there is some pain in recognizing that and making those changes. But boy, the payoff, it's just, as I say, it's almost immediate. You'll see a change in that communication right before your eye.
Mm-hmm. Archie, hold on to that thought.
Yes.
Folks, when people filter what they give you, that's corrupted information, and it might be worthless. And worthless information doesn't help any kind of a boss, whether you're trustworthy or not. 20 till. So actually, trust, building trust is a major advantage for your business. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Archie C. and Cuddy. We're back at 17 till. Thank you very much for joining us, for hanging around with us today. We've got our great visit going here with our good friend, Dr. Archie C. and Cuddy, who, by the way, when I say doctor, folks, he's a medical doctor. And Archie, you're still practicing?
I keep a license. I take my exams every 2 years
yeah.
and practice for friends, but more interpretation than actually.
He just found out that he likes being a businessman better than he did like being a medical man.
You know, I think of it as preventive medicine, too, Jim. I really do. There is so much stress and frustration. You know, when you're running a business or when you're working hard in a business, when you're passionate about your job, wherever you are in the company, and small businesses tend to attract passionate people, then you that passion that you have is your greatest asset. It really is, but it's also a vulnerability, because when you get stymied and you can't reach closure on something that's important to you, especially if you're dependent on somebody else,
right?
And it's not happening, you get frustrated.
Exactly.
And that stress is a real health factor, not just health for your business, but health for yourself physically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting frustrated is not a problem. You know, if you're alive and you're passionate, you're going to get frustrated. It's what you do with that frustration
right.
that makes the difference. In a trust-based organization, there are channels for that frustration. So rather than getting involved in toxic gossip and, you know, talking about how blaming other departments and other people for your difficulties, it's more of a brainstorming, more of a supportive atmosphere to get the problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is a physically as well as a business health-wise very, very critical. And that actually was a major motivation for my making the change when I did. I started off as a pediatrician, you know, and relationships mm-hmm. are very important to children and families and schools and so forth. And that's when I first learned, you know, this is an area nobody's doing, because this was 30 years ago, nobody's really doing much work in this, and this is very important. And I'll bet that business profits are very dependent on how people handle this. And that turns out to be very much the case.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And, you know, Archie, you were talking, and you were talking about, you know, the relationships with your folks and everything, I was thinking about a discussion that I had with a previous guest this hour, Jim Houts. We were talking about how to conduct a SWOT analysis, strengths, mm-hmm. weaknesses, opportunities, and threats analysis. And one of the things that came up in that discussion was the importance of trust. Actually, not the importance, but the essentialness
right.
of trust in that whole process, in that whole exercise. And I was just thinking, if somebody said to us, okay, I think we don't have trust in my organization. For some reason, I'm not a bad person, but for some reason, my organization hasn't evolved in a trustworthy way. And they could say, now, I've got your book, I've read it, I understand about closure, I understand about, you know, doing what I say I'm going to do. But how do I actually physically get this started? And I was just thinking, wouldn't a SWOT analysis exercise be a great way to get the concept of trust installed?
Well, yes, I think that would be a very good introduction, and I think, you know, I would ask a lot of questions about, for, you know, first, you know, you obviously explain what it is. It's a mechanism that needs a lot of truthful feedback
mm-hmm.
to make it work, and I would explain what you're trying to accomplish, And I would just ask, I said, well, what would be some of the obstacles to making something like that happen here?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think I'd be quiet for a while.
So you're actually saying that we should do a preliminary meeting before we actually get into the SWOT analysis.
Right.
You're saying that maybe the thing would fail because people wouldn't even come. They would not, by not having a culture of trust in your company, that maybe people would actually say, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to give him what I really think because I can't trust him with that.
Well, that's right. So structure, the SWOT analysis, I'm calling that structure, doesn't change substance. You have to address substance directly. And if the trust isn't there, it doesn't mean that people aren't, if trust is not there, it doesn't mean people aren't motivated, and it doesn't mean they don't want it, and it doesn't mean they're not trustworthy. It just means it hasn't been installed yet, and a culture has grown up randomly, and when a culture grows up randomly, it tends to grow up with an element of them versus us, you know, from department to department, and et cetera. That's just human nature. But it's also human nature to trust. But leadership must take the lead. Yes, so I'm suggesting a preliminary meeting and start with leadership, your key people, and have it open. And again, I would do a lot of listening in that meeting. And you may hear some things, you know, that are, you know, a little hard to hear, but you'll hear a lot of good things, too. And it'll start to open it up. And then if you understand the basic concepts in Built on Trust, you can use your SWOT analysis as a way to launch the program. And the results will be, I think that you'll be very, very pleased right away with the results.
You know, I think that I had not thought about the importance, but it makes a lot of sense, the importance of if you're really concerned, and if you're honest with yourself, you probably will be concerned that you don't know if you've got trust in your organization. And so what you do is before you actually launch this program, actually have a little pre-meeting and say, okay, folks, I want to do a SWOT analysis, but I want to make sure that what you tell us, what you say and what I say, that you can trust me with the information, that I can trust you to give me the truth, and that you can trust me to have the truth.
Yes.
And that you can trust me to get the truth from you.
That's right.
And I want you to know that that's what's going to happen. And if there are any problems with this, let's talk about it now so that when we do the exercise, we actually are productive. That's what you're saying,
that's
I think.
A great that's, approach. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's, wow, folks, this is really important stuff. And it's right from our good friend, R.K.C. and Cuddy, the author of Built on Trust. Now you know why I like this book. 10 Till, stay with us.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on?
We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Arky C. and Cuddy is our guest. The book is called Built on Trust. And Arky, tell us where it's available and also give us your website, please.
Well, the book is available in the bookstores and at Amazon.com and on our website. Our website is Learning Center. That's one word, learningcenter.net.
Okay. Check that out when you get a chance. And folks, the last name is spelled C-I-A-N-C-U-T-T-I. It's just like it sounds, just with two T's. That's the only cute thing about the name. It's two T's there, C and Cuddy with a C, Arky, A-R-K-Y. And I'd invite Arky on the show just to be able to say his name, even if he wasn't such a cool guy. But
well, thank you.
Arky, we're talking about some ways to get to actually actively, overtly, not passively, but actively and overtly install the trust, the concept of trust, the culture of trust in your business by actually doing an exercise.
Yes, that's right. In other words, the exercise itself will produce results for you. A SWOT analysis or whatever exercise will produce accountability, more accountability in the organization. And then you're also building culture at the same time. Those are the best kinds of exercises, ones that have a payoff, an immediate, an accountability payoff that you can feel in on your bottom line, and other people can feel on their on that same bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're learning how to do something, how to build trust, for instance, with one another, and that's going to pass on to every exercise eventually that the organization does. So it's a great 1-2 punch.
Archie, one of the things, though, I'd like to back up even. I want to go back to a meeting even before the pre-meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one that I'd like to talk to the owners about, because I still can see people who out there who are managing businesses who still operate with a dominator model, and maybe their ego is a little bit out of control, and it's not you know, bad out of control, but it's a little bit out of control, and that person probably needs to meet with a consultant, somebody like you or somebody else, somebody maybe a friend, somebody who loves you very much,
yes,
or who is a professional, and ask them, okay, look, I want to install trust in my organization. Do you think I can do it? Say, ask that question, Archie. That's what I'm going to recommend. Ask this person, do you think I can pull this off?
Yes.
And they need to be able to say, if they think you can't, they need to be able to say, no, I don't think you can in your current frame of mind, and then here's what you got to do.
Well, that's right. In fact, our organization, Learning Center, does one-on-one coaching for leaders for exactly that reason.
Do you do it virtually? So if anybody wanted to do it from across the country or around the world?
Oh, people fly. We do not do virtual, but
okay.
People fly in. It takes a week. It's a
uh-huh.
commitment. People fly in from all over to do it. But there is this one-on-one. And the idea there is to look at what habits you have and eliminate the blind spots that we all have. And if you've got something in this area, then this is a smooth, easy, quick way to do it. And, of course, the payoffs are enormous.
Well, the reason I'm pointing this out, the reason I think this is important, is because if you're not ready, if you haven't conceptually and practically, if you're not ready for this, if you want it, I mean, a lot of people want to improve their company, but they're not willing to do what it takes. If you're not at that point, then what you're going to do is you're going to burn a lot of credibility capital, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
You're going to fail probably.
Yeah, it's hard to get that credibility back. You're better off starting when you really have a commitment to following through on it. In the book Built on Trust, we warn leaders about that. You know, really make that commitment and then jump in with both feet. Otherwise, you do burn some credibility. It's not that you can't recoup; you can, but it's easier to do it right from the beginning.
See, I've done this. I've worked with companies when I was in my consulting life before Archie. I've gone into an organization and the boss said, you know, here we want to do this. We want to put this into place and we want you to help us do it. And I would say, okay. And I'd go talk to the people, and
yeah.
They'd say, oh, we've been down this road before.
Uh-huh,
the boss,
right.
he's never going to let you do that.
Right.
And
right.
And guess what? They were right.
Yes. Yes, and so you have to remember, if you are the boss or the owner, you've got two things going for you. You've got, you know, just you're a regular person like everybody else. You've got the same good and bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have this authority thing that people put on you,
mm-hmm.
and they treat you a little bit differently. So you have to overcome it. You have to work it so that people want to help you. And then they can't, and that's more than liking you. They've got to trust you.
That's right.
And that's something that you can do yourself.
Archie, well done, well said. Thank you for that. And it's always a pleasure to have you here. I hope you'll come back again real soon.
My pleasure, Jeff.
Archie C. and Cuddy, ladies and gentlemen, Built on Trust. Please check out this book when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.